Chicago Blackhawks return home to United Center Ice tonight and face a Central Division rival who humbled them to start the circus road trip. In mid-November, the Winnipeg Jets handed the Hawks a 4-0 shutout up in the True North. And tonight, the Hawks have home ice and look to avenge that embarrassing loss. And as they line up, we're just about ready. Here we go. Lowry against Hinostroza, the drop of the puck. This one's underway, and the Jets control. At one point, we're going to get a scrap. I had a feeling that the number 22s will square off. Jordan Tutu and Chris Thorburn right over the center ice circle. They grab. Thorburn throws a left. Tutu swings with a left. And Tutu loses his helmet. And Tutu snacks him with a right and a left and turns down. Grabs hold and pulls him in tight. Thorburn swings a right, loses his helmet. They grapple over the center ice circle. Thorburn throws a left. Tutu swings a left hand. Hit Thorburn in the side of the head. Thorburn swings a couple of lefts. They grapple with each other and Thorburn wrestles Tutu down to the ice. But good for Jordan Tutu. He's been out three of the last four games. He wanted to make his presence felt early in this game, and he has. Pins it down behind the Jets net around into the near corner. Marco Dano hands it to Morrissey. Buried with a hit by Hinostroza. So he pretty much nailed Morrissey for the hit that Morrissey put on Hinostroza up in Winnipeg that knocked him out of the game. That's the check of the game. Here come the Jets on a breakaway. Nikolai Ehlers over the Hawk line. Down the slot. Shoots! Oh, Darling stopped it initially and knocked it away, but they may take a look at this. I don't know if this went over the goal line or not. Right now, looks like Darling kept it out of the Hawk net. Seabrook's got it. He'll carry to center ice. Stripped from behind, though, by Marco Dano. Headman pass Lowry over the Hawk line on a break. Moves in fire. Darling down with a butterfly save. He got the right pad on that shot. Big save for Darling. Keith and Jalmerson stay out there. Bufflin will carry the puck out of the Jet zone, give it a Wheeler left point, over to Bufflin, sidesteps a check, moves it in front, they score! And it deflects off the stick of Brian Little, who's next to the net, and hit the backhand part of his blade and deflects past Scott Darling. A power play goal, the Jets lead 1-0. Don't know if the Hawks got any shots on goal. Bufflin's out of the box, takes a breakaway pass on the Hawk line, down the slot and shoots! And Darling got wide on his knees and stopped it. Darling down in the crease. As Bufflin centers the puck in front for Thorburn, shot wide. Bufflin in the slot, fires! And Darling with a blocker save. At the left point, Truba fires. Darling down with a butterfly save again. Darling is keeping the Hawks in this game. Here's Andrew Kopp the other way over the Hawk line. Down the left wing, moves in, fires, hit the post. Puck ricochets out, Panarin's got it. Scoops it ahead to Kane over the Jet line. Left wing, put it in front, Panarin, should he score? Artemi Panarin! Finally ends the shutout streak of Connor Hellebuck with 6:54 left to go in the third. The Hawks have tied it at one. Darling drops it behind the net. And Jalmerson will spin the puck up the left wing side to center ice. The Jets get it back. Dano fed it ahead to Kopp over the Hawk line right wing. He shoots and scores. Well, Andrew Kopp missed on that rush into the Hawk zone down the left wing by hitting a crossbar. This time he beats Darling cleanly, and the Jets are back on top 2-1. Hawks net empty at the far end of the ice. It's got to be a clean win for an Isimov. Seabrook lines up behind him to drop the puck, and the draw won by Lowry. Bufflin will press the puck against the end boards behind the Jets net, and time rolls off the clock, and the Winnipeg Jets have held on for a 2-1 victory over the Hawks.